This is the Capital Auto Group KYKN Football Preview Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales, live from Turner Pizza and Tap House on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.
To your benefit, the amount of depth has allowed such competition. You see, every interview that you hear, they're talking about competition and how everybody is helping everybody else, helping the young guys along. You get bits and little nuggets of how the rookies are doing and stuff like that. So much fun. But the hype is real. The hype is something we've got to talk about. Hype can be a killer.
Well, we talked about that earlier. Go ahead, Brandon. You were going to say it.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about Penn State last year. They were, you know, the national media just loved them and said, oh, they are bringing so much back. And then they just fell flat on their face and then had some injuries. And then it just even went downhill after that. I feel like the Ducks Penn State game last year, Oregon really kind of broke their spirit. I think they had put their whole season into, you know, the whiteout game and 110,000 screaming people in white t-shirts. And Oregon came in there and basically, you know, the score didn't reflect it, but I felt like Oregon was winning that game most of the game.
All the way through. Yeah, I didn't think it was ever in doubt in right. that. I mean, it got a little tight there at the end, but it was never in doubt. And, you know, after that game, the injuries started piling up. We saw a lot of players that looked like they were disinterested.
Oliver blew his knee out, and then that was kind of the end.
Yeah.
You know, that was tough for Penn State because they did, like you said, they put all their eggs into that basket. But I thought that they came out and they played hard. There were so many hard hits in that game. I mean, both teams brought it.
Yes.
And actually, Penn State ended up on the wrong side of the stick as far as injuries go. And I think, and like you said, that's really what affected their season.
Yeah. Well, that's why the hype, you know, they bought into all that hype, you know, and hopefully our coach keeps us a lot more grounded than what theirs did. But you go before that when Michigan brought everybody back, and then they were kind of the darlings, but they were able to hold it together. Then Ohio State did the same thing, and then Penn State was the next heir apparent, and lo and behold, it ended up being Indiana, because Indiana
Spignetti said, hey, wait a minute, guys.
Yeah. Hold my beer.
Yeah, that was interesting to see Indiana just come through like that and just be an absolute juggernaut and go undefeated the entire way, which is extremely difficult to do. Knock off the Ducks twice.
Yeah.
Once at Autzen, then the other time in the semifinal for the college football playoff, which they absolutely just
dismantled
them.
You know, people were sleeping on Indiana last year because they had that great year the year before, the year that Ohio State won the national championship. And they were just, they lost some guys. They brought in Mendoza, who was kind of an unknown from Cal. He wasn't a great quarterback at Cal, but he had talent. And then, you know, everybody was like, oh, they graduated a lot of people. They're going to be good, but not that good. And they were that good.
No, they were ridiculously good. So,
right.
I mean, let's turn this full circle and come back to the Ducks. And we've got Dante Moore, who had a great season last year.
Yeah.
But he had a couple of games where he was like deer in headlights. I mean, he didn't see what was coming. They mixed things up defensively and they brought people from different sides and he couldn't figure it out. And I think he had serious happy feet coming into that last game against Indiana. Didn't go through his progressions at all. He knew exactly where he was going to go. The DBs knew exactly where he was going to go. They fixed their eyes on him and he had a guy wide open down the right side for a touchdown that he didn't even see. So hopefully Dante can learn from his experience just through that entire season. First season starting. I mean, he did at UCLA like 3 years ago.
Right.
And he was
a freshman.
That was a big nugget I picked out of, you know, some of those interviews too, talking about him, about how he's changing the play based off of what he sees from the defense. Cause there wasn't a whole lot of that. And you look back to Dylan Gabriel when he was there, he changed the plays all the time. And sometimes that made me a little uneasy, but he always was checking down to the correct play.
I would say Bo Nix was the first Duck quarterback that
phenomenal
was like,
at it.
Get to the line to be like, oh, nope, we're going to run this. And then do great.
Yeah. You know, interestingly enough, I mean, there's new rules that are coming out of college football. And one of them is you can have the headsets.
Yep.
You can talk to your quarterback now, which that's a huge, huge advantage, especially for the team that is the road team. So now, you know, you got things cheering and it can go either way. I mean, Autzen Stadium, it's crazy. But now if quarterbacks can be able to hear the coaches call the plays.
Sure.
Offensive lines, you know, that's a whole nother story, but at least they're going to know what play they're going to call. Whether they can pull that off or not is another story, but you know, that's going to be interesting. And there's some other things that have changed too, like timeouts. You know, you can't fake getting injured and then come back in. I mean, right. You're going to lose 5 yards or you're going to lose a timeout, whichever one that is. So I think that the rules are changing and the targeting aspect of it too. You can get a targeting call, they can review it, and then you don't get suspended for a game, or you can appeal it, I should say.
I think they took away, if you get ejected for targeting in the specific game, you don't have to sit out the first half of
the next. That's exactly right. It's the rest of the game, just the whatever that looks like, which, you know, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think the third strike, you should be out and you shouldn't be playing anymore. And nobody did that last year. Nobody had 3 targeting penalties. So I think you can just kind of eliminate that one. But yeah, I think that's interesting the way that they're doing things. Now, isn't there another kickoff play that they've kind of put out there? I thought that I saw something on that. I should have dove in there a little bit better, but
that one I haven't
heard of. There's some other ones that are out there. We'll have to look into those.
I don't want to go to the NFL model. I really don't
like
that model.
I think that's terrible.
I do too.
I mean, I don't even know why you bring that in. Is it for it can't be for more excitement. I think it's dumb.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is.
I really it looks
I do not disagree.
It looks stupid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
I could use another word, but I'm not going to.
100%. It looks stupid. It's just
I appreciate
like,
your restraint.
Why don't you just kick off? Why don't we just do away with the kickoffs and just say, you know what? You can start at the 25-yard line or whatever it is. If that's the way they're going to do it, that's how it went last year a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
If kickoffs are that problematic, yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, just stop kicking the ball off.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's what you do. Just get the ball on the 20-yard line, 25, what have you. But, I mean, there's a lot of excitement that goes on with the kickoff. So many things can happen. You can fumble the ball. It changes momentum. And there's so many different things.
Well, and especially, you know, at the stadium, at least at Autzen, the fans get riled up. You know, everybody's yelling, oh, and, you know, just wait
I'll
for that
big kick.
I'll never
forget that USC game where Mikhail Wright took that opening kickoff for a touchdown, and USC was just melted down. You take it back. That's a fun play. It's so demoralizing to the opposite team.
Is that the was that the play, championship game, Pac-10 championship game? 5 years. It was Cristobal era. I know that.
Yes.
Yep. You are right, Jerry. It was a demoralizing play for the Trojans.
Well, and plus he was flirting with going there, and then he went to the Ducks, and boom, just destroyed.
Off he goes. Yep. So, this segment, by the way, is being brought to you by Green Acres Landscape Pool and Outdoor. Did you know they did pools?
I did not know they do pools.
They do pools. They just started that this year, and so I think they've been pretty doggone busy. So you might be able to get a good closeout deal right now because summer's winding down. Might be a great time to actually put in your pool. And I know a family that got a pool, and they're extremely happy with it. So
awesome.
If you've got young kids.
I mean, I know they'll flock your Christmas tree in a couple
they
of months.
They will do that in a couple of months. Exactly. We'll get to that, Brandon.
Yes, we will.
They've also
I'm not ready for summer to end. Let's just pump the brakes on that, will you?
Yeah, speaking of that, I mean, it actually feels like fall right now.
Oh,
it really does.
It sure does.
Trees are changing colors already, and they're losing leaves. It's just, it's the weirdest thing ever. It's like, and the sun's going down. Like, you can see it, like, in your window.
Yeah.
I know I'm diverting. I mean, we're talking football, but now we're talking weather. That's just kind of what we do.
Yeah.
We'll go whichever direction we need to. So, Ducks offensively, I think, are going to be really, really tough to beat. Dante, offensive line, those really are the only question marks. But wide receiver-wise, holy smokes, these guys are absolutely loaded. Ja'Quarion Moore, Evan Stewart's back, and he's having an insane fall camp right now from what we're understanding.
The hype on him, everything they're saying about him is he's taken such a step forward.
Stewart, McClellan, Moore, Gatlin Bear is back from his mission. He's a true freshman, but he's a couple years older than the other true freshmen. He's looking really good. Messiah Hampton is a freshman that's come in this year. Jalen Lott.
Think about McClellan last year, and he was just buried on the depth chart.
He'd catch everything.
And then he came in after Evan Stewart went down, and all of a sudden, boom, that guy took off.
Didn't he catch that pass at Iowa when the rain was pouring down? Wasn't I think
yes.
It was him.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, I don't even know how Moore got that through.
Who was the other guy that was buried from Florida State that went to the...
Oh, Malik Benson.
Malik Benson. Malik Benson.
Yeah. It was Benson.
All of a sudden,
Benson was the one. Yeah, that's right.
What I remember from McClellan last year was he made so many one-handed catches that were just like, how did he catch that?
Yeah.
And you know, he's got a full year now
welcome.
Of starting. And
they have gloves now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think, you know, Evan's been looking really good this fall camp. McClellan's been good.
The guy that interests me the most is the transfer from UAB, Alabama, Birmingham, Iverson Hooks.
Yeah.
That guy looks like a reincarnation of Bo Nix's little brother.
Tez Johnson.
Tez Johnson. He's just jitterbug, fast. But people are overlooking him. That guy had like 80 catches last year. And granted, it was a little bit of a different league and stuff. But that guy comes in. Everybody wanted him. And he wanted to come to the Ducks.
Well, who wouldn't want to play? You know, if you can have DeCorian Moore and Hooks on the other side, I mean, who in the world are you going to guard? I mean, seriously, how can you cover all these guys? And then you've got tight ends.
Let's talk Jamari Johnson.
Exactly.
Oh, my
tight
gosh.
End.
Or how about Harrison, for crying out loud.
Kendra Harrison. Dude. True freshman. We haven't seen him play. I did have a buddy go down to a practice a couple of weeks ago and said Harrison was catching everything thrown his way.
You know, you can't discount. You can have a depth chart. Doesn't even matter. I mean, you start playing, you start going out there, you start proving yourself. And guess what? That thing is going to get switched up as fast as you can.
Yeah.
Say,
it's interesting, too, with all of that depth and all of these bodies they got out there. They were talking about a bunch of situations where they could get certain guys for certain plays because they're just. It's a gross thing of riches. It's just, come on, put that guy in, we were talking about Andrew Olish beforehand.
Yeah.
Big bodied guy. You bring that in and do the double tight end. He's the blocking tight end, but he can also catch the ball. Kendra is a beast freak.
There's so many weapons. And I think Moore, he just has to decide who he's going to go to and make the right decision. And that's really what it comes down to. So
and
let's
set it up earlier, Jeff. The only trip up there would maybe be that offensive line.
I was going to say the weak link this year.
There's a
unknown
reason why we
offensive
didn't,
line.
There's a reason why we didn't go out and pick up all those guys that were sitting in the transfer portal, right? I mean, we only brought one guy in, and that's Michael Bennett from Yale, and he seems to be buried on the depth chart.
Yeah,
I mean, it doesn't look like he's even going to sniff the field. You think, wow, you brought in that guy, and he's the only transfer that I know of that we brought in on the offensive line.
So last year they brought in Isaiah World, the big left tackle. A lot of experience. I think his ceiling, he was at his ceiling. Yeah, brought in Pregnon from USC, who was a stud.
Alex Harkey.
Alex Harkey did well. This year, I don't think I've seen a projected depth chart of who is going to start at left tackle. So you've got Fox Crater, who's I think he's now a junior. They're saying he's going to be the starter. Maybe Addison, Zaire Addison might come in there and play. But they've also got these two phenomenal five-star freshmen, Tommy Tofi and Emmanuel.
Just call him Manny.
Or I'm just going to call him Nacho. Emmanuel Ilehe Nacho.
Yes.
They're both 6'6". Tofi's 360. Nacho's 365. That's a big
man. Tofi's
the
guy you're getting most of the talk about. That guy.
Correct.
It sounds like he just ascended right up there, and he's fighting for a position.
He's an early enrollee, which helped.
I saw one projection that had him starting at right guard.
Right. I've heard right guard, right tackle. Yeah.
No, well, could be both, but Fox Crater last year, though, he came in for Isaiah World.
Yeah,
you didn't even know a different left tackle came in,
right?
I think he's that good, so I think he's got the left tackle locked down.
I think you're gonna see, my prediction would be Crater left tackle, Douglas Utu left guard, got Poncho in the center, you got either Uli.
Yep.
Who's been kind of banged up a little bit this camp.
That's his thing. He's a little bit banged up.
And
though.
Then for right tackle, I think you're going to see Tofi, and you're going to probably see Janoris Wilson. Maybe Staskowski will come in there and play. Really the unknown.
Michael Bennett's out there, too. So can't
and
forget
Bennett.
About that guy.
Yes. And
so
Michael
they've
Bennett.
Actually, the things that I'm seeing, they've got him projected to be the starter at right tackle. So we'll see what happens there. Well, hey, guys, we're going to have to get out to a break. The bottom of this segment is being brought to you by Color Tile down there on Lancaster Drive in the Academy Square. And coming up next, we've got Jerry Allen is going to, this morning, Mike Gallagher got to visit with him. And so we're going to take that away and let them go at it. And we'll be back after the Jerry Allen, Mike Gallagher interview.
Bad decisions limit future options. Stop adversity from becoming stress. Listen to The Flatline with host Rick Hughes Sundays at 10:30 a.m. on KYKN. Learn problem-solving devices built on God's Word for inspiration, education, all without manipulation. The Flatline, Sundays at 10:30 a.m.
Hi, I'm Dave with Asphalt Armor. People always ask me, when should I seal my asphalt? My answer, right now. The moment your asphalt is laid, it starts aging. Water and oxygen penetrate deep, aging the oils until it becomes hard, brittle, and full of cracks. That's why we created Asphalt Armor, our advanced Forever Black protective coating. It seals in those vital oils, blocks damaging water and sun, and dramatically extends the life of your pavement for years. Don't wait until it cracks and costs you thousands. Protect your valuable investment today. Call Asphalt Armor right now for a free quote or visit asphaltarmor.com.
Flickering lights, constant breaker trips, or maybe you're just ready for an upgrade to keep your home or business running smoothly. Hi, I'm Dustin Sellers, owner of Connections Electric. At Connections Electric, we tackle your electrical issues swiftly and expertly, from simple repairs to complex solutions. Our teams ensure your home or business stays safe and powered. Call Connections Electric today at 503-390-7914 or visit us online at connectionselectricgroup.com. Connections Electric, powering your world one connection at a time.
John Domaszewski here for Auto Team Service Center, 2305 McGillcrest Street, Southeast. Does your transmission slip or shudder as it shifts? Does it take too long to go into drive or reverse? Our certified transmission technician can tell if you need a minor service or a major repair. Contact us today to arrange service at 503-585-6266. Be safe and stay healthy. Auto Team Service Center, 2305 McGillcrest Street, Southeast, a better way to maintain your car.
Looking to elevate your brand with precision and style? Contact Copycats Northwest. Our expert team specializes in embroidery, screen printing, signs, promotional products, and laser engraving. Whether you need custom apparel, eye-catching signage, or unique promotional items, we've got you covered. With top-notch quality and attention to detail, we'll bring your vision to life. Elevate your brand's presence today with Copycats, where creativity meets craftsmanship. Copycats is more than just copies. Since 1996, almost three decades of serving our communities. Locations in West Salem, Independence, and McMinnville. Visit copycatsnw.com. That's copycatsnw.com.
Hi, it's TJ Sullivan with Hagen Hamilton Insurance Solutions. Is your insurance agent local? Are they involved in your community? Do you know who to get a hold of when things go wrong? With Hagen Hamilton, we have offices in seven Oregon cities, and Salem is one of our biggest growing markets, so we are happy to be here to help you with all your insurance needs. Please call us at 503-344-1300 to talk to an agent today. Or you can visit us online at www.hagan.com.
Here with Dan Summers and Advantage Heating and Air down here in the office, which where it's cool, but it's going to get hot this summer, Dan. So what kind of a special do you have right now on air conditioning?
Man, it's going to be so warm this summer. I mean, you look at the winter that we had and it was warm. We didn't have a cool day and it's going to be a hot summer. We've got air conditioners like at $59 a month. So if someone just needs an air conditioner to be put in, we can do that for $59 a month.
That's great. The number to call, COOL 911, 503 COOL 911.
Update your decor today during our huge Labor Day sale at Carpets Plus Color Tile. Choose from super soft elite performance carpets, luxury vinyl tile, hardwood, and tile, all at unbeatable savings. Make the most of our 12 months no interest financing now through Labor Day at Carpets Plus Color Tile. We're in Academy Square across from the Lancaster Mall.
At Carpets Plus Color Tile, America's floor store.
Back to the Capital Auto Group KYKN Football Preview Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales, live from Turner Pizza and Tap House on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.
And returning to the KYKN College and High School Football Preview Show at Turner Pizza and Tap House. Here we're unable to get the voice of the Ducks up here because he's buried with preseason himself. But Jerry Allen has agreed to come aboard here. And a day before, we're talking with Jerry. And Jerry, man, I'm just really nice to have you aboard here on this Duck Station. And we know a lot of people interested in your perspective on the Ducks this year. Welcome aboard. Good to hear you and good to hear from you.
Oh, thanks. I wish I could be there because I do like pizza and I do love a good beverage. So I may take a rain check on that visit.
You've got it. Well, everything you've seen in practice, all of the hype, you're not about hype. You're about facts and what you've heard and seen. And, you know, they pretty much settled on who's going to do what
the Ducks number two in one poll, number three in another, depending on what poll you're looking at. And as we both know, polls are nice. They sell magazines. They get interest. They increase hype. And it doesn't mean anything till after probably Halloween anyway, does it?
No, it really doesn't. I mean, you know what? It's on the field that makes all the difference from the time you have game one, that game one against Boise State, until you get toward the end of the season to see what you've accomplished and what you didn't accomplish. You know, it's fun going through fall camp and seeing some of the new guys and seeing some of the transfers, and then seeing those guys that were, you know, played a little bit last year, maybe weren't considered starters, like, you know, Elijah Rushing and Matthew Johnson. Iapani, of course, was a starter. Poncho has been there, but there's probably five or six guys that have some experience that not even being talked about as we get into fall camp. And we're getting a chance to see those guys and go, oh, wow, forgot about him.
You know, you've got some fellas that came through the portal either last year or this year that are going to be in starting positions. But one thing is for certain, what we all knew, our Heisman candidate, I believe, Dante Moore, I don't think he likes all the hype around it. He's just centered on Duck football game by game, week by week. So is that a pretty accurate description of him?
I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, he really does not want to hear about how great he is, that he's the number one pick in the NFL draft next year, whether he is or not. Anything other than focusing on each day in practice, being nice and answering questions from the media, and getting ready for that first game. It's not easy to do. I mean, when you're rated as highly as he is, and the headlines, and everybody is calling you the best and maybe the best ever. I don't know how young. If I was his age, 21 years old, yeah. I don't know if I can handle that pressure. But he's doing it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the offense. We've established that Dante Moore is one of the premier quarterbacks, no matter where you are at whatever level. But you're bringing back a deep running back core, at least in my opinion, it's fairly deep. A decent offensive lineman led up front there by your big center, and I think I see Iapani. And then this guy is just huge. He really just, you know, we lost a young man to the Raiders a few years ago who's a little smaller. This guy has stepped in the last 2 years and just become, I think, probably the leader of the offensive line.
No, he's definitely the leader. I mean, the guy's going to be a first-round pick next year in the NFL. So we talk about skill position guys, and they're going to go to the NFL. We forget about, you know, those offensive linemen. And Poncho, we call him Poncho. It's his nickname, Iapani Lalulu. He's the quarterback of the offensive line, and he makes people around him better. He's the guy that makes the line calls. I mean, you'll see when you watch a ball game, everybody's focusing on the quarterback and the running back and the wide receiver, where they're going, what they're going to do. Watch the center. When they approach the ball, when they get up over the ball, the center is pointing left or right, and you don't hear him making line calls for his tackles and guards, even for the tight end, for them to know who's on the other side of the ball, what do they expect coming, who covers who, who's going to help on the double. I mean, there's so much communication goes on. I've always said this. I've said this for years. Nelson Bukas, who was Oregon's offensive line coach for a long, long time, taught me, and I believed him. Offensive linemen, I think, have to be the smartest guys on the football field because they have to know so much and they have to know it right now.
And I think a lot of coaches would agree that it all begins, maybe cliche, but it all begins up on the line, and that's exactly what you're alluding to right here. And we've had some smart offensive linemen. You feel he's going to be flanked by probably Fox, Crater, and Kawika Rogers on one side, and then Lalulu at one guard, and then Michael Bennett at the tackle. This is a pretty imposing five guys.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, Fox, you mentioned Fox Crater, and I'm not going to get into who's versus the ones and the twos, but Right. Just let me give you some names. Zaire Addison, the 6'5", 315-pound sophomore, he's been playing a lot. Fox Crater has. Michael Bennett III, Kavika Rogers, Zach Stokowski, all these had. Trent Ferguson, Dave Lulley. There's a number of guys who are going to be in the rotation, and that's not even mentioning some of the new kids that have come in. I think there's a freshman or two that may have a great chance. They're big and stronger coming into college now than they ever were before. They're more prepared to play right away. And as Dan Lanin has said, if you're good enough, you're old enough. I don't care what year in school you are, if you're brand new or been here since you were, you know, a freshman 4 years ago, if you're good enough, you're going to play.
He's Jerry Allen here on KYKN's Football Preview. I'm a big tight end guy. We lost one to the NFL draft, but it looks like Jamari Johnson has secured his spot there, and it's a pretty deep bunch there, including that lanky freshman Harrison that is 6'7", that can catch almost anything. But the point is, there is a deep position in its own right.
And they got a couple of transfers in that are going to play right away and make a major difference in the depth. Jamari Johnson is the real deal. I know he's the next guy. There's no doubt about it. I think he's going to be a first-round pick next year. We'll continue that tight end moving to the NFL. Kendra Harrison, you mentioned him, a five-star coming in, is 6'7", 243, true freshman. The two guys who have transferred in are Andrew Olesh. He's 6'5", 236. He transferred from Penn State. And Marcus Dixon is 6'4", 265. He is from Clemson. They're going to be able to go two or three tight ends the way they did last year. Oregon has really defined the role of the tight end in their offense, whether it be more in a wide receiver-like role. You see the wide receiver or the tight end splitting out wide in a position as a wide receiver. It makes it tough for the defense to cover. You're going to cover him with a corner. You're going to cover him with a linebacker. Safety going to cover him. It really presents problems for the defense when you've got athletic, mobile, and quick tight ends off of what is the traditional blocking role of a tight end.
I think it could be said almost about any room of the Ducks, but the wide receiver room is pretty deep as well.
They're going to have the opportunity to rotate guys. DeCorian Moore is back. Iverson Hooks is in from UAB, and he's been impressive early on. We forget about Evan Stewart. Evan Stewart is back and healthy. And so there's that depth. Gatlin Bear, who is on a 2-year mission now, is in as a freshman. He's a speed guy at a wide receiver. And Brady Bidwell, I love Aaron Bidwell and Brady Bidwell are both on the team. Brady is the sophomore and Aaron's the freshman. They're brothers of Josh Bidwell, who was a punter for Oregon about 200 years ago.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of somebody else who's keeping the family lineage, that third or fourth string quarterback by the name of Akili Smith Jr. wearing the familiar number 11.
He has looked impressive. He's just a big dude. I mean, he is big. He's 6'5", almost 6'6", 230. He has all the tools. He's got the speed. He looks a lot like his dad out there playing in fall camp. The quarterback room is deep. I mentioned Dante, but obviously with Dylan Raiola transferring in from Nebraska, Dante Moore is obvious. Brock Thomas, who played a lot last year, and when he did play, he really succeeded with his team. So there's a lot of depth in the quarterback room. They go at least probably four deep and feel comfortable doing that.
And we haven't touched the running back before we go to the defensive line. You know, Jordan Davison has earned it, but D.R. Harris Jr. has been, I was told by Joey that he could just as well be starting at running back.
Well, I think it's going to be 1 and 1A. I don't know if they would consider Jordan Davison the starter or D.R. Hill Jr. the starter. I think they're both going to be considered as starters because they are just dudes. And D.R. is beefed up a little bit. He just looks faster and stronger, and he was pretty fast last year. They listed him at 5'11", 205 last year. I think he's probably a little bit bigger than that now. And then Jordan Davison is at 6 feet, around 235. So there's your power back. The running back room, it's the same as most of the positions we've talked about already. They're developing depth in the fall. Until you play somebody else, though, you don't know really what you have. And until that depth chart comes out, but the coaches will determine whether they really have contributed that much in fall camp.
And the defense is well led in here by Mateo Uliangale. He's on that edge returning out there, big number 10, as well as you've had to replace some of the linebackers because they have vacated either by graduation or the NFL as well. If you had to think of your top two or three defenders, I think you'd have to maybe pick one at linebacker, one on the line, and one in the secondary?
Well, no, the front is going to be very powerful. You mentioned Mateo Uiagalelei. Tatum Tuioti is the other one. Tatum was just a stud last year and probably got overlooked with what he accomplished. And when you look at the stat lines, it was, it's Tuioti who did everything. Mateo, the year before, had all the sacks, played him a little differently last year. You're going to have Uiagalelei, Tuioti on one side and the other. Dutch Horisk is 6'2", 240, a freshman. He's been playing some. Amari Washington, 6'3", 330-pound senior. He's back from a role last year. Mm. And don't forget about Bear Alexander, the nose. I mean, he's a dude right in the middle. His name Bear. He just takes up room, and he doesn't let people get by him, especially if they have food. Bears don't like to give away food. And then his Lou Dancier, outside linebacker, he transferred from Oregon State, 6'2", to around 245. They're all showing the ones and the twos and threes as they rotate through camp that they all have the ability to contribute.
When I look at last year, we had a young man that came in from the Midwest, ended up being a top round draft pick at the corner. And then this year we've had another one coming. This time it's the young man from Minnesota, Coy Perdich. I heard he's as good as the man he maybe have replaced.
Yeah, Dylan Thiemann was the guy that came in and from Purdue, I think, and ended up at the Chicago Bears in the first round. And Perdich is right out of that mold. He's 6'1", 200, from Minnesota, transferred Minnesota. He was their everything last year in that secondary, mm-hmm. and he's been all over the field. He's going to wear number 3, so you'll see him right away. He's kind of a guy that is kind of like the quarterback of that secondary. He's a guy that really looks in front of him and sees what's going on. Perdich is going to be the key. I mean, haven't, and then when you got Ife Obadegu back, Brandon Finney Jr. Mm-hmm. back, joined by Jet Washington, who's a 5-star freshman who is just 6'5", 215. Mm-hmm. When you got like that at corner, you can outjump anybody. Naeem Offord is back. I just keep bringing up names, but these are names that I've been seeing in fall camp who are contributing and playing a lot of football.
So what you see there, Jerry, you've given us a good overview of both sides of the ball. The special teams are always special in a good way. When you see the opponents we have, I'm not asking you to be Swami, but maybe I am a little bit. Is this team, as they are now, if they develop as planned, a nothing less than a semifinal team possibly in December, January?
They've developed a program and a culture that is equal to any of the top 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 teams in the nation. I mean, there's a handful of teams that are being considered to be in the national championship game. Oregon's one of those. And so, yeah, with that expectation from the, quote, experts and seeing what Oregon has done over the last few years and seeing what they have now, watching practice and knowing Dan Lanning, there's no reason why you look at their schedule and realize if they take care of business, I'm not saying they got to go undefeated, but if they take care of business, they're going to be in the college football playoff again. And once you get there, then everybody's 0-0, and it's a whole new season. He's developed a culture, where kids are accountable, not just on practice fields, not just when they're playing in games, but when they're in meetings, how they handle themselves in a classroom. The quality of the kid they've recruited makes it easier to recruit. When you recruit good people, and I'm talking people with a good heart that have strong faith and know what is right from wrong, you don't have to worry about them off the field when they're not in your practice facility, because you trust them. And that trust carries over to practice and in the meeting rooms, and that's all from Dan Lanning.
Well, you've given us an outstanding cutaway from just about everybody on top of that. We already knew Dan Lanning was the top coach, and we've got the top broadcaster with you and your team out there back once again for 37th season?
Gosh, I hate to say it. Well, I guess I am proud to say it. 40 years.
This is the 40th.
40, yeah. Georgie's been with me 38. My statistician, John Lundquist, has been with me every year of the 40 years. So, yeah, 40 years.
Oh, my gosh. There should be a T-shirt or a patch or something out there for this.
No. I've been here 40 years because of the team around me and the teams that have been on the field.
Jerry, it's always a real pleasure to talk to you and call you my friend. I appreciate you taking the time to tell our fans about the Ducks this year, and we just wish you all the best every week when we tune in. We always know we're going to get a great call, and everyone's turning the TV down anyway, so it's...
I like that.
Okay. Jerry Allen, the voice of the Ducks here with us on the preview show. Jerry, thanks for joining us.
Hey, go Ducks. Thanks, guys.
All right. Jerry and Mike? And that's a look at the Ducks. We'll come back with more of our preview show from Turner Pizza and Tap House in just a few moments here on 1430 KYK.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a home in the Salem area? Then look no further. I'm Amy McLeod, a recognized expert in real estate. I share my knowledge and expertise on the local market through my Real Estate Insights segment on the Newsmakers at Noon show. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned seller, my expertise can guide you. So tune in to the Newsmakers at Noon show and hear from the best in the business to ensure you have the knowledge you need to succeed in the Salem real estate market.
Come visit us at Capital Chevrolet, where it's not just about the vehicle, it's about our people that make the experience great. And now we have up to $12,000 off on all half-ton Silverados. Also, did you know, we buy cars, all makes and models, and you can get your money the same day. We provide you with the biggest inventory and real hospitality. Visit us online 24/7, 365 at capital-chevy.com. We do it your way, every day, on the Parkway. On approved credit, see dealer for details.
Looking for the perfect spot to host your next meeting, party, or special event? Look no further than the new Bowen Vine Burger Bar on Commercial Street in South Salem. The Bowen Vine Banquet Room holds up to 90 people, offering a casual, vibrant atmosphere that's just right for any occasion. Enjoy their legendary gourmet burgers, crispy fries, and hand-spun shakes, all with top-notch service that'll make your event unforgettable. Book your event today at Bowen Vine Burger Bar, where great food and good times come together. Bowen Vine, burgers, beer, and special events.
Imagine stepping into your own private resort right in your backyard. This is Michael from Green Acres Landscape Pool and Outdoor Living. At Green Acres Landscape Pool and Outdoor Living, we're the number one leisure pool dealer in the valley, crafted for beauty, built for relaxation. From custom designs and elegant landscaping to spas, waterfalls, and full-service maintenance, we can do it all. Give us a call, 503-399-8066. Green Acres Landscape Pool and Outdoor Living, bringing family and friends together since 1992.
Do you have overloaded circuits causing breakers to trip? Do you have burning smells, sparks, or buzzing sounds? Have you ever thought of a whole house surge protector? Call DC Electric, serving the Willamette Valley and the coast. Whether it's panel upgrades, EV chargers, standby generators, farm service, new construction, remodels, or troubleshooting that mystery problem, DC Electric will get the project done safely. Licensed, bonded, insured. See them on the web at dcelectricinc.net. 503-623-3900.
I like to think the National Guard has this elite group of soldiers and members, because you'll have police officers, you have firefighters, lawyers, doctors, just a slew of different people that make up this force as far as being a part of the community. They're embedded in their community and they're super involved. You got the total person concept.
Explore opportunities in the Oregon Army National Guard online at OregonArmyGuard.com. That's OregonArmyGuard.com.
Tommy Richardson here to tell you about my lawyer, Dale Kennedy from Kennedy Tax Solutions. You know, not every attorney gets you results, but sweet Dale does. He'll straighten out your situation for audits, back taxes, trust fund liabilities, unfiled returns, offers in compromise. Give him a call. He's approachable. He's friendly. He has the velvet lips of justice. He'll help you with your case and your tax problem. Just call him. You have rights. Kennedy Tax Solutions has the rep and the power to make a deal. Now that's what I'm talking about. Don't just roll over and donate your rights to the government and unknown law firms who don't have your best interest in mind. Don't push aside your peace of mind and well-being just because you're in a difficult financial situation. Don't get screwed. Dale Kennedy, an attorney that will help you calm the storms of your tax difficulties. He's helped scores of clients reduce their tax liabilities by tens of thousands of dollars. He will help you. Dale Kennedy is the man. Call 503-598-9070. That's 503-598-9070 or KennedyTaxSolutions.com. Kennedy, Kennedy, Kennedy!
The Capital Auto Group KYKN Football Preview Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales, continues live from Turner Pizza and Tap House on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.
Well, you've got the tailgater crew. I actually forgot to mention that the first segment. You got Jeff Morgan, you got Jerry Harris, you got Brandon Haynes, the tailgater crew, giving you all the action right before we're kicking everything off for this exciting Duck football season. You just heard Jerry Allen, Mike Gallagher just talking about how good this Duck team is. And really, they've got so much on their plate. So much pressure, so we think, but I don't think that they really do. We talked about this in the first segment. You know, they've been building up for this, guys, and I think that their mentality is they're so focused, and these kids are good. They want to come here. They want to play. They want to compete, and they want to win a national championship, and, you know, they're making baby steps. They've gotten there. They've gotten there in the last few years, and, you know, they've fallen on their face to one team or another. And so I think this really is the year, and I think they know that. And if they just do what they're supposed to do, I think this is going to be a really good season.
The team that they've lost to the last 3 years has been in the college football national championship game. I mean, they were lost to Washington Dan's first year. Then they lost to Ohio State when they won the championship. And then they lost to Indiana last year when they won the championship. So that really is the only team that they have lost to are the national champions.
So why don't we go over their schedule right now? I know a lot of people haven't even taken the time to look at this because the season hasn't technically started yet, but first game's next Saturday, kicks off at 12:30, and they're taking on the Boise State Broncos, which the Ducks have always had issues with Boise State for whatever reason. I mean, you can go all the way back to LeGarrette Blount, you know, the forearm shiver, you know, after the game.
Forearm shiver. I'm gonna remember that.
Yeah. I mean, it was crazy, but you know, they've always had their number, and That was back, what, Gary Peterson? He was the head coach of Boise State back then. And now I don't even know who Boise State's head coach is, to be honest with you.
Chris Peterson.
Thank you.
It's like,
who did I say?
Gary.
I don't know. Maybe like, there's a Gary Peterson out there. Yeah, whatever.
I think he was the Kansas State head coach for a long time.
When you get to be my age, all these names, they all run together.
I get it.
They really do.
I get it.
There's too much turnover. But anyhow, I think that Boise State really is they're a good ball club. I mean, they won the WAC last year. They were 6-2, and they're solid.
And they always have been. And the thing about Boise State is just they're the almost stereotypical gritty team. Every single time they go out to play, they play like giant killers. They remind me a little of Oregon State back in the day when they were knocking off USC stuff, because they get up for those games. And they've always been so well coached. They just tick me off every time.
They play with a chip on their shoulder.
Oh, yes, they do. And they're in your face. They're really chippy. It's always a tough team to play. And they get a lot of guys. They get a lot of transfers again this year. So they get a lot of guys that are just about ready for prime time. And they're like, I'm going to get beat out by this next 5-star that's coming in here. And they go to Boise State and they shine there. I mean, Ashton Jeanty, come on, man. He was the best running back in college football a couple of years ago. They get talent.
Yeah, and they almost beat the Ducks back then. Dylan Gabriel, his first game, and just kind of getting the rhythm going as the quarterback for the Ducks. First game out of the gate. But, you know, you can't discount anything for Boise State. They're going to come in here. They've got nothing to lose, and they're going to give it everything they have, as they should.
And is this their first year in the Pac, the new Pac-10?
Yeah, Pac-12 slash WAC.
Whatever it is.
Mountain
now.
West.
The WAC Pack.
Yeah, the WAC Pack. That's what it is.
That's funny. The WAC Pack. I like that. That's
Leave it to good. Jerry to think of something like that.
I know, almost stopped saying it.
Okay, so then we got Oklahoma State. Ducks have to travel, and that's an early game. That's a 9 a.m. kickoff. That's here, 11 a.m.
Yeah.
In Oklahoma. Is that a problem? I mean,
this
Oklahoma
is not the Gundy team that we absolutely destroyed last year, 69-3.
New coach from North Texas.
North Texas coach brought in all of his best players from North Texas. Got something like 50-some-odd transfers that came in. This is going to be a more competitive team. You know, going to Stillwater and playing with those guys, you know, I still don't think this is not a trap game. I don't think this will be too much of a problem.
So remember, 2 years ago when Oregon went down to Texas Tech and played them in Lubbock, and that gave me a little bit of heartburn, and it was a tough game.
Well, I mean, Shuck was the quarterback. He used to be on the Ducks, and so, yeah, he had something to prove, and that came down to the wire, and that was a phenomenal game, except for the interception right there at the end. I think it was actually in overtime. I think they took the Ducks to overtime, or it was late in the fourth quarter.
It was late in the fourth quarter, yeah.
All right, so next up, we've got Portland State heading to Oregon. We really don't even need to talk about that.
That's a paycheck for Portland State.
Yeah, it is. Yes, and they're going to get drilled. That's a Friday night game, actually, at 7:30 on September 18th. And then here comes the big one. Oregon goes down to the Coliseum in L.A., takes on USC, number 14 right now, on September 26th. And I think that game is going to be unbelievable. Both these teams are super talented.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be good.
Just Lincoln Riley has not shown me yet in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
It's defense. That's what I was going to say. I
mean, defense.
He's got a new defensive coordinator this year.
Again.
Well, it's early. It's early in the season.
You still have to have talent.
Yeah, you do. And I think that they do.
They've signed some guys in the last 2 years. I mean, they signed Hakeem Stewart. This is number one defensive lineman in 2025. He started last year as a true freshman, a year under his belt. So he's good. And they do have some talent. I'm just not convinced yet. It's not one that makes me go, I think we're going to lose that game.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay, so I'm going to run through these next four. UCLA comes back to Oregon. Another new coach, but I think Oregon takes care of business there. Nebraska comes into Oregon the following week. And then Oregon goes to Illinois, and I think that game is going to be interesting. That to me looks like kind of an Iowa game from last year, depending on the weather. If it starts raining and dumping and it's going sideways and it's blowing and all sorts of other crazy stuff's going on, then that could be a problem.
Brett Bielema is one of those dirty coaches, too, that he just finds ways to kind of stick in your craw and make the game a, you know, grind it out type of a game.
More interesting than it should be.
Yes.
Well, they lost their quarterback. Altmaier graduated. So a new quarterback, so kind of unknown as to how good that guy is. But yes, Illinois has been playing some good football.
They have.
They're not elite, but they've been playing some good football.
And then Northwestern comes into Autzen Stadium on Halloween. So is that another Fright Night? I hope so.
And that'll be a return of Chip Kelly again. He's now the offensive coordinator for Northwestern.
And next is the big game. Ducks go to Ohio State, go to the Horseshoe. And this is the game.
This is the only game we're not favored in. They go through the whole schedule. As the experts say, this is the only game that we're the under.
And we shouldn't be.
Correct.
They should not be, 100%. So that's the game on the calendar. It's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to that.
Just touching on that Ohio State game a little bit. They lost a ton of talent off their defense last year. And I'm not sold as Julian Sand as a great quarterback. Everybody wants to pump him up. I think Jeremiah Smith is what is pumping
100%
staying up.
He catches everything. Any quarterback.
Carnell Tate last year was catching everything. So I'm not sold on him. I don't think he has a big arm. He's been basically a game manager last year. We'll see if they let him go a little bit better.
How many first-round draft picks did Ohio State have last time? Like four?
Like three of the first 10 guys were Ohio State guys.
And next up, we've got Michigan coming into Oregon. That's going to be another great game, too. So looking forward to that one.
So you beat the crap out of each other at Ohio State. Then you come back home from Michigan. You got Kyle Whittingham coming in there.
Yep.
Bryce Underwood, their QB, has another year under his belt, so he might be playing a little better.
Then Oregon goes to Michigan State. That's another Friday night game on November 20th. And finish it up at Autzen, number 17, the Huskies.
Washington.
Yeah. You know, unless Damon Williams makes another jump this year, I don't see them competing. I mean, they lost, Denzel Boston was one of their great wide receivers, lost him to the NFL draft last year or this year. Williams, what was it, in December was like, I'm going to commit to Washington for another year. And then, hello, Lane Kiffin, allegedly, air quotes.
Yeah.
Says, hey, come play for me. And Washington says, no, you have a contract. And he goes back. So how is he going to be perceived by the team?
We'll see. All right. Well, that wraps that up. And we're going to have to wrap up this segment brought to you by Kennedy Tax Solutions. Kennedy. If you got tax problems, give Dale Kennedy a call. KennedyTaxSolutions.com. We'll be back right after this.
KYKN's day-heating high school football game of the week kicks off Friday, September 4th as Sheldon plays at West Salem. These two playoff teams always bring high-octane competition to the field. This is Mike Gallagher. Join Charlie McGuire and me for the high school football game of the week season opener, Sheldon at West Salem, Friday, September 4th, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff here on 1430 KYKN and KYKN.com.
Highway Trailer Sales in Salem can put you in comfort and style with your next trailer purchase. Highway Trailer Sales is a family business, and our approach to sales is different. Our mission is to serve our customers with knowledge, great products, and kindness. Let's hear what one of our customers have to say.
My wife and I went to a lot of RV shows and to a lot of RV dealers. When we met the people from Highway Trailer Sales, we knew we wanted to do business with them. The people from Highway Trailer Sales are great from sales to service.
Highway Trailer Sales, our family, taking care of all your family's trailer needs since 1973.
Highway Trailer Sales, just north of I-5, exit 258 in Salem.
If you love the outdoors, you're going to enjoy Ward's Collectibles Auction going on right now. There are around 7,000 items you can bid on, including thousands of ammo boxes, lots of collectible art and advertising, and more, including a gun vault stuffed with hundreds of guns and pistols of all calibers. You can stop by and inspect them at their gun vault at 827 Main Street in Dallas. Ward's Collectibles Auction going on now through August 28th. Go to wardscollectibles.com. For more information, call 503-566-8800.
Hi, this is Brian Merrill up at Valley Motor Company in South Commercial. I'm the Sprinter Manager, and I'm here to bring you this month's promotion. 2025 Sprinter Cargo and Crew Vans, $8,000 customer cash. And the 2026 with $3,000 in customer cash. Available with Conquest incentive of $3,000 with proof of ownership of a competing truck or van. And also both available with 3.9 APR and a 36-month term on approved credit. These won't last long. Please come and see us at 2405 Commercial Street Southeast in Salem, Oregon. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter cargo and crew vans for your business or family.
Got a leak, clogged drain, or no hot water? Call the team that Willamette Valley trusts, Platinum Plumbing Solutions. From emergency repairs to water heaters, remodels, and everyday plumbing needs, Platinum Plumbing Solutions delivers fast, honest pricing and quality workmanship you can count on. Locally owned and proudly serving Salem and our surrounding communities, they treat your home like it's their own. Don't let plumbing problems ruin your day. Call Platinum Plumbing Solutions today and get the job done right. 971-462-4688 or online at PlatinumPlumSolutions.com. Platinum Plumbing Solutions. Honest work. Platinum results.
At Turner Pizza and Tap House, there's a new 16-inch family-size pizza waiting for you. Order favorites like a hot rod pepperoni, station wagon combo, or zesty Hercules. You'll love their fresh homemade aged hand-tossed pizza dough, too. And check out Turner Pizza's new menu for delicious appetizers, fresh-made salads, and now pita wraps. Plus ice-cold beverages and local microbrews on tap. Family-friendly and hometown proud, come to Turner Pizza and Tap House.
Hi, this is Todd Covert, owner of Bond Roof Care in Salem. If your roof needs to be cleaned, maintained, repaired, or possibly even replaced, then Bond Roof Care is the one to call. We are the Mid-Valley's cleaning, maintenance, and re-roofing specialists. You can count on us to be professional, courteous, and respect the environment around your home.
Bond Roof Care of Salem. Call 503-363-0005 or visit them on the web at bondroofcare.com. Bond Roof Care of Salem, an equal opportunity employer. CCB number 130-404.
Back to the Capital Auto Group KYKN Football Preview Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales, live from Turner Pizza and Tap House on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.
Jeff, Jerry, and Brandon here with you. And this is being brought to you by Bond Roof Care, your roof cleaning treatment specialists and maintenance. They do it all. All right, guys, we're running out of time. And we got to pass it off to Mike and Charlie to go over high school stuff. But Duck defense, let's just dive right in. These guys
defense
are absolutely
wins championships.
These guys are staking loaded. I mean, you can look anywhere on the field. It doesn't even matter. Every position, these guys are superstars, and they're deep. So deep.
Brought every single defensive lineman back. Tui Yodi, Bear Alexander, Amari Washington, Mateo Uyangalele, all decided to come back. All probably would have been drafted. Bear Alexander last year at the end of the year was playing great.
You know, the funny thing about that is you bring that line back, and those guys were four of the top power football focus guys every play. They brought it every single thing. And now you got Matthew Johnson coming here, and he's pushing Bear Alexander. Are you kidding me? These guys coming back are that good, and they're getting pushed by some of these young guys? It's amazing to me how deep that defensive line
is. And don't think that they're all not going to get playing time, because they are. These guys can't go all game, and you've got to get some experience on these backup guys, and they're going to be 3-4 deep almost everywhere.
I mean, you lost some guys last year when Bear and Amari decided to come back. Green decided to transfer to Ole Miss, and Tion Gray decided to transfer to Notre Dame just to get some playing time. Because
I like those guys, but yeah, they were projected great to be starters. Guy goes from Oregon to Notre Dame, and he's projected to be a starter. That's pretty cool.
But then what does Dan do? He's got Aiden Breland waiting to start.
Elijah Rushing Johnson, right behind Rushing. Tuioti.
And how about Tank Jones? Anthony.
Oh my gosh. He added like Jones. 80 pounds since high school. And he's moved inside. But Nasser Wyatt, that guy, every time they got him on the field on the edges, he was gripped. Now they have to move him around to play linebacker just to try to get the best guys on the field.
Yep. There's too much to talk about, and we'll have to dive in next week and let you know on that. So got to get after another break. The Duck Kickoff Show on 1430 KYKN. Back after this.
This is Oregon football. Go Duck!
Touchdown! Jordan Davison!
His arm was hit. Ball came out of the tail with a steal.
The Ducks kick off the season on Saturday, September 5th at home against Boise State.
Will score. Will score. Dante Moore.
Kickoff is at 12:30.
Throws it left and it's intercepted. Brandon Finney Jr.
Catch us all season long on your home for Duck football. 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.
For over two decades now, Rich Duncan Construction has been serving the Salem, Kaiser, and surrounding areas with renovations, remodels, ground-up commercial buildings, and community engagement projects while winning multiple awards, including Best of the Mid-Valley for over 10 years. Rich Duncan Construction has a passion for our local community, and they strive to create a prosperous future for Salem and its residents. Give them a call at 503-390-4999 or visit richduncanconstruction.com. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Noticing more hair in the shower, a widening part, or thinning around your hairline? For women, hair loss can feel emotional, frustrating, and confusing, especially when you don't know what's causing it. At Neiman Wellness Center, hair restoration is part of a full wellness approach, guided by an experienced medical team, including an internal medicine physician and nurse practitioner. We look beyond the surface to evaluate your scalp health, follicle condition, hormones, nutrition, stress, health history, and your unique pattern of thinning. From there, we build a personalized plan using multiple tools, which may include scalp care, supplements, red light therapy, regenerative options, and medical treatments when appropriate. Not a website, not a generic product, a real plan built around you. This month, save 10% off your personalized hair loss treatment. Use promo code KYKN. Visit NeimanWellnessCenter.com to schedule your scalp analysis.
Come visit us at Capital Subaru, where we believe in treating you with trust, care, and pride. And with over 250 new Subarus in stock, now's the time. And now you can come get your new 2026 Subaru at zero down for up to 75 months. We have the best selection and provide the best experience. Also, did you know we buy cars, all makes, and all models, and you can get your money the same day. Visit us online 24/7, 365 at CapitalSubaru.com. We do it your way every day on the parkway. On approved credit, see dealer for details.
You've been asking for it, and at Domino's we listen. Introducing our new medium stuffed crust pizza. And this just isn't any basic stuffed crust. This is Domino's stuffed crust. We start with our premium buttery flavored dough stuffed with melty 100%
The Capital Auto Group KYKN Football Preview Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales, continues live from Turner Pizza and Tap House on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.
Sign it off now. That was pretty quick. And now Mike and Charlie are going to give it away. So we're going to head out to another quick break. Mike and Charlie are going to bring it home. So out here at Turner Pizza and Tap House, great place to be. If you want some pizza, meet us and the guys. Come on out. All right. We're going to give it up. Thanks for listening.
Go Ducks.
Go Ducks.